I will in the next 15 minutes talk about our involvement in the ionosphere modeling as part of the National Positioning Infrastructure Plan in Australia. So this is the big picture, courtesy of Geoscience Australia, where you see a network of points operating on a national basis. You have a user measuring, doing positioning or navigation with the help of satellites. So the big picture is by the use of this network infrastructure to deliver to the user corrections so that he can determine his position as accurate as possible. And this is not enough, it must be in real time. So it must be very fast, it must be in real time, and it must be very accurate. And if you want to accomplish this, you cannot deal without the atmosphere, or you need to model the atmosphere to determine very good these corrections, to deliver them to the user via some sort of satellite communication, and you have to develop very good net of points, very dense, not only very good, but also very dense net of points that will serve the user to determine his position as accurate as possible. So you will say we are already doing navigation, positioning very accurately, very precisely, but we are not doing this very fast and very accurate. So the industry is interested in very accurate but also very fast positioning, and there is a lot of benefits to the users if you can accomplish this. And here starts the NPI story. It is actually infrastructure that will support positioning, navigation, and timing of Australia. And in red are the important topics here. You need a common standard. We need to have all common standards. We have different private sector companies. We have different government organizations. So they all need to follow one strictly defined standard, standardization. They need to share all this data on a regional, national basis, and for this to be possible, you also need very good, very capable, very powerful GNSS ground stations infrastructure. Once you have this, you need to analyze all this data to determine very accurately all these corrections, and you need to find a way in real or near real time to provide these corrections to the users. So this sounds maybe very simple, but it is not. And this is not enough. Then you need to put these corrections on a satellite and to deliver them to the user. The user has to have a receiver who is capable to decode all these things and determine his position. Very accurately means 1-2 centimeters, and very fast means 4-5 minutes. So this is a big challenge, actually. And Geoscience Australia is leading this national positioning infrastructure. They developed a plan for this, and it's good underway. So Australia has pretty nice position worldwide in terms of GNSS satellite signal availability. You see, this is from the Japanese Aerospace Exploration Agency, where this is number of satellites, and red is good, blue is not so good. So there's a lot of red in Australia, as you can see. And nowadays, there are a lot of efforts in launching satellites worldwide. You are all aware of GPS, of USA, Beidou, China, Galileo. Europe is also catching up. QZSS, Japan, India, Russia, etc. So what we want to do is we don't want to restrict ourselves just to GPS, but we want to have a so-called multi GNSS, where we can incorporate all these satellites for navigation and very precise near real-time or real-time positioning. This again sounds very easy, but it is not. Every country has its own, all these satellites have their own signals, their own signal structure. They are with different frequencies. There are some biases, inter-system biases, and if you want to combine all these things together, this is pretty big challenge, actually. So the scientific part of NPI is coordinated by CRCSI, and one of its program is positioning, where NPI is located. You can read from their homepage that it brings together leading GNSS researchers. They cooperate with private industry and government agencies, and what is the goal is to build operational, high-accuracy, real-time, nationwide positioning infrastructure. Okay, there are many projects going on in this program positioning of CRC, and the output of some projects is input of other projects which are interconnected. So the Bureau of Meteorology is highly involved in the ionosphere modeling, because when it comes to millimeters, when it comes to very high accuracy, actually you need very high power atmosphere, so to say, and you need to model it very precisely in order to achieve these goals. So this leads again to this project we are having. It's 121, and it started 1st of January 2016, and there are the organizations involved in this project. It is led by Bureau of Meteorology together with Curtin University of Technology, the Geoscience Australia, Land Information New Zealand, and the private industry is represented by Think Special Positioning Partners. So we are well underway with our project, and the objective is to deliver as accurate as possible ionosphere corrections to the GPS and other constellation measurements, to estimate them very nice, very very good, very accurate actually, and so that we can eliminate them from the equations and deal with them as known parameters. The user can deal with them as known parameter, and this is achieved as a software we are or methodology. We are following the PPPRTK, real-time kinematics technology, where we do not do any combination of the signals, because if you do combination, you will eliminate the ionosphere, but you will increase the time of positioning. So instead of eliminating the ionosphere, we are simply including them, the ionosphere, in the vector of measurement. So in order to determine the ionosphere, we need a continuous so-called coarse networks operated independently, from this coarse network we are using the GNSS measurements and processing the GNSS measurements, and we are determining then the slant total electron contents from the measurements, and then our modeling. In a summary, we see that the ionosphere is very important. It speeds up or boosts the positioning. The Bureau of Meteorology is pretty much involved into these activities. The 3D ionosphere modeling is very significant for GNSS navigation. This 3D modeling will significantly improve the time to fix, and there will be a lot of benefits, not only for the mining industry, but for the transportation, agriculture. Everyone will, on the long run, benefit from this, and the results obtained so far are pretty encouraging for us to continue further. Thank you very much for your attention.
Thank you, Kirko. Are there any questions?